Town Hall, 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York, to hear public comment concerning local law number 3 of 2019, to amend Chapter 115, Article 4 of the Town Code to limit parking on 424 High Falls Road extension for emergency vehicle access by order of the Catskill Town Board. Elizabeth Izzo, Town Clerk. So to remind everyone, this is the no parking signs that were identified by
the planning board.
Planning board and
Sean.
Confirmed by Sean, our highway superintendent, regarding parking as a result of Catterskill. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Any additions from the planning board chair? Any comments from our audience?
Separate from that a little bit.
Okay.
I also live on High Falls Road, not on the extension, but much down further.
Mm-hmm.
We have in the past had some pretty large problems at our property. Can we approach the town board to get a special thing for people to park if you're having a party? As long as it's really, you know, to the side of the road. Usually we can use a driveway of a friend or something. We have two spots up at the top of the road that we maintain ourselves. But can we approach for something of that sort under those circumstances?
So,
this is just a small section of High Falls.
Okay, so that's it's just for that area?
Correct. Yes, it's not the whole.
It's more about the volume from the wedding parties.
Yes.
Actually, they also were required to put a parking lot in. Is that correct?
Yes.
Chairman? Yeah. So,
okay.
No.
I
you may.
Know if it was that or, you know,
you may party
that
forth.
That came up before, but it was never answered.
Right.
When those people who live on that end of the road.
Right. Yeah, this is in process and was part of that. And in order to put the signs up, we have to have a public hearing, which is what this
of
is
course.
Today.
Yes.
Okay,
thank
you for the question, though. That's clarifying. Any other comment from anyone?
I'll just make a comment. I made it last time. I don't like putting up signs, but I know that we, in this case, need to. So I will obviously vote for it, but it goes against my better judgment to put signs up. I think it takes away from the beauty of the area.
Mm-hmm. Duly noted. Any other comments from the board?
Motion to adjourn the public hearing.
Motion by Jared
to
close the public hearing.
Second.
Second from Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Public hearing is closed. So now we will open our public meeting. Because we are all the same people, we will dispense with the second Pledge of Allegiance for the opening of our town meeting. And I will begin by asking for a motion to accept our minutes of our monthly meeting on March 5th and our committee meeting on March 20th.
Motion.
Motion from Dawn.
Second.
Second from Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes are accepted. Correspondence we've received. Copy of a letter to the Greene County Highway Department from the Department of Army Corps of Engineers regarding their permit application stabilization of the riverbank in the village of Catskill. We are strictly a CC in that exercise. PERMA's regional meeting on April 19th at 10 a.m. at Cooperstown for diversity and conflict and workplace topics. We're following with our NIMR opportunities, most of which are offered at no charge. Marshall Sterling disclosure statement as required under regulation number 87 from the New York State Insurance Department, which regards their commissions and fees.
So I just have a question while we're talking about Marshall and Sterling.
Yeah.
Did we straighten out with Sean's rental? Is that going to be for the rest of the year or are we just temporary? Or?
No, what had happened was that we didn't have to exceed because it was in the aggregate and not per piece of equipment.
Yeah.
Oh, so we were good.
We're good.
Fine.
Okay.
We're fine.
Yeah. There was a question about whether or not we had to increase our insurance, and we clarified it with Marshall and Sterling, and we're good to go. Memo from Sean Groden regarding unsafe building demolition costs assessed to taxes, and requesting that if we do have a demolition, which we have done this before, that we file a copy with the county clerk's office and the county administrator, and consult with county for the opportunity to minimize demolition costs by using in-house services. So I think we knew that, and we always We always talk to Paul. Letter from AAR Auctions advising their award for auction services in Dutchess County and under the New York State General Municipal Law allowing all political subdivisions in New York State, ability to contract with them for their services. Letter from Dennis O'Grady. We need some discussion on this, and I wish Patrick were here. We may want to table this until he comes back. So this is property that is in the back of the senior center, our parking lot, and Mr. O'Grady is asking for permission to modify our fence along that parking lot at the senior center so that he can access his property from there. Otherwise, he has no access to his property other than from the front.
Right, so what's he looking for modification? I mean, did he specifically, does he want to put a gate in?
I think the next question is to have that conversation with him. I don't think we're opposed to it on principle. Yeah. It's more about what do you need to do. Right. I think it's about cars and then also he can't get to the back of his house in terms of going in under and stuff like that.
Yeah, removing brush.
And trash and the like, right. So here was his letters, permission for modifying the town fence. Remove trash and access my property. As it exists now, I have to climb a steep hill, navigate under my back porch to remove brush and clippings. He would pay all the expenses, make sure that the fence would not open onto the senior center parking lot. The installer for the sliding fence needs to see that he has permission, basically. Intentions are to affix a locking mechanism.
He's looking to put a gate in.
Exactly.
I don't have any problems with that.
Any questions about this can be addressed to me by email. So, any other thoughts from anybody?
With Patrick, I would check. I mean, it's our fence, so if he gets hurt opening or closing it, who's liable?
Yeah, that was last year or something.
It was like when Bobby was alive.
Yeah, I kind of remember something like that, yeah.
Okay, so why don't we, maybe we park this until Patrick comes back, just because of his knowledge of the village and then how he might suggest we proceed in terms of liability. And is it an easement situation, do you think? What do you think?
I know at one time he asked the board because he wanted to park his vehicles back there.
Mm.
And then his driveway would be off of town property.
So how about we work up a plan and then we bring it back to the board and we'll decide what makes sense. But in principle, why don't you give him a call? Dennis, or I can give him a call and just tell him.
Or even send, if he could send a sketch of what he really wants to do. He doesn't have to hire anybody.
All right. And we'll just catch Patrick up if he comes back. New business. Oh, hang on. I also got a communication from, and these came in after we posted, the countywide Shared Services Initiative, all supervisors, all village mayors and presidents. We got a letter from County Administrator Groden. They're going to start the Countywide Shared Services Initiative again. They were not successful last year or the year before. So there are a series of meetings, the 16th of May, the 20th of June, the 11th of July, and then some public hearings in August, and a quorum-based meeting in August 22nd. So if anybody, the one question they did ask was, did we have any specialized equipment that we were about to buy, such as, and I know we don't have, sewer sanitation vectors, highway stormwater sweepers, or other such uncommon types of equipment that potentially you could pool together? We don't.
No, we're dialing in.
We don't have any water.
Some of the sewer stuff we probably could have.
Yeah.
But too late now.
Yeah. No, I think it's more about
dog control.
I think it's though. Yeah, I know. I want to go back to dog control. But I also think it's more about wastewater as opposed to sewer. But if anybody knows of anything, could somebody touch base with Sean when he gets back? Paul, why don't you just ask him? I don't think we have anything major going on.
I don't think we've purchased any special
No, these aren't.
That's like stuff the village has.
That's in order for the.
Yeah, we rent the street sweeper.
Right. We borrowed it from them.
The village. Yeah.
All right. We got our grant just about ready to submit from Clean Energy Communities. I think I shared with all of you guys that Public Service Commission has is working on readjusting their rates, so Central Hudson, it'll take a month or two for them to come back to us. But next Monday, after I review the project description, which is exactly what we discussed, which was we're either going to buy the lights or the other one, and it's a savings of the lighting districts of anywhere between $12,000 and $49,000. And that goes directly to the taxpayer, which is kind of nice. It doesn't go into our general fund. It's like if you're paying taxes on a lighting district, then it's less. So I'm going to meet with Greg on the phone. I'll forward this to everybody, and you can take a quick look at it from an application. It's identical to the last application, except it talks about lights instead of our back wall. The late back wall.
Solar panels.
Here. Here's this tree that I bought just for you. We have one structure that we're going to approach the owners of regarding some maintenance concerns. It's really the first one we've had with the sewer. There's a process. We will be communicating with that homeowner and asking for remediation. It's about grease. So Delaware was kind enough to actually provide us with examples of grease traps.
So what's the matter?
Putting grease on sewers.
There's a particular property that the village is doing our maintenance. They've been called 7 times to this grinder, and it's clogged up.
Oh, it must be a restaurant.
Because of grease.
Restaurant.
Yeah. No, it's an apartment building. They've put the letter together, and they've actually provided, and they've put the copy of the FAQs that we had, which was don't put grease in your sink. And they're also providing you an example of what kind of a trap to use. So the first communication obviously will be, you may not have realized this, and then obviously if we have to go down a more aggressive path, we will.
So if it's an apartment building, it sounds like the person who owns the apartment building isn't communicating to his tenants, or that person is communicating.
Yeah. And there'll have to be some work that will be done, either those remedial traps, which are available at Walmart. They would have to outfit their apartments with that. So it's kind of our first experience with, you know, follow-up on the sewer. So we'll learn as we go, but Delaware was kind enough to draft this first letter for us, and Liz and I will be contacting the landlords. Which, while we're on sewer, we got a punch list from Delaware regarding follow-up. Did you guys get a chance to look at this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other things that you would like to add to it? No? There was also a list of things. Well, we got a call earlier this week from a homeowner that said this was supposed to have been done and it didn't get done. We've still got lawns that still need to be done, and the warmer it gets, the more calls we're going to get. My understanding is next Monday is when Louise and Delaware will start talking about getting down here, hopefully in the next 2 weeks.
The ground still is really soft.
Yeah, the ground would be really hard to work in right now. I know people are impatient, but I think it needs to get
it's
a little drier.
I know.
Exactly. It's mud season out there right now.
It's April 2nd.
So this is their punch list, and all they were wondering is if we've heard from any other constituents. We have not. Okay.
Not yet.
So we'll keep this in our back pocket, and we'll make sure that they have any additions that we may have, other than the call that Liz got the other day from the homeowner next to the car wash. There was still some work that needed to be done there.
Is that the one with the drainage issues?
Yeah, when the rain comes in.
They tried to stop the hay in the morning.
Yep. Yes. Need something a little more permanent than the hay.
Yeah.
The stack of pile of wood at the top of Elliott, did I share that message with you guys? Do we know what is there a pile of wood out there?
I didn't notice.
Where?
The top of Elliott.
Jefferson Heights.
Jefferson Heights. Whole bunch of wood that's there.
I haven't known. I've been driving past there a lot.
I went by the other day and I couldn't find it. If it's there, there's someone who would like it. But we're going to have to find out if it's
sounds like somebody may have taken it
already. Maybe it's already gone. That was. I'll check with Delaware, and if somebody could drive past those nursing homes tonight and take a real close look and see if there's a pile of wood.
I'll drive by. Okay. I mean,
you do drive by. Yeah. And I have the phone number of the individual who'd like to take it, but perhaps it's gone. I can't imagine we would have a pile of wood there that long that we would not know about.
Yeah.
So, okay, either way. Eleanor Dillard from Home Depot, they want to do a teen project. They do a teen project every year. They would like to do it at the veterans section of the cemetery. They can get anywhere between $2,000 and $5,000. It's us writing a letter of support to match their letter of application to their home office. They need a site visit. Paul, I threw at least you under the bus with Stanley. I'm happy to go. It would be April 19th at 3 o'clock. They would just like to take a look and think about maybe a bench or flowers. Bench would be nice. Because, if you know, they said for veterans, it can very easily go up to $5,000. So they need our tax ID and that kind of stuff. So we'll put together whatever the letter is after we go out and see what they think. And they were thinking of trees. So sounded like a great opportunity. So can I commit you to 3?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Just text me today.
Yeah, I will.
Remind me.
I would offer, but I'll be in Florida that week.
Oh.
And the following week.
Oh.
Jeez.
Tennessee and Florida.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
That's not nice.
That's done.
I gotta get my Tennessee in.
Very good news that it does not look like we need to apply to the controller's office for the additional funding on the sewer project. So additional funding folds in, still 0%, still less. It doesn't meet the threshold of approval because the rates have changed between 18 and 19, so the rates are actually more favorable now. So the threshold was 995, and we're at 911 in terms of potential yearly cost, which we think is probably going to be less than that. So that will save us time. It won't sit in the controller's office. It didn't reach the threshold of approval. So now we have to let our bond council know, and then we'll be directed on next steps from them. And I think Steve might have retired because I keep seeing names.
Yeah, I think so too.
He was with us through the whole 15 years.
Yeah.
Mr. Riley, it looks like, has retired. So I think he was working with you. Yeah. So anyway, no need to apply there. Talked about the LED, the punch list, CWSSI. Oh, and our annual update document, which is our entire budget being assessed for the full year 2018, looks accurate, complete, thanks to all of us on our work on the budget, and fund balance looks appropriate. They did ask for explanation, so if there's a 5% threshold, if anything moves either way. One of them was our ambulance, for instance. We had raises. Workman's comp went from $110,000 to $65,000. Well, that's as a result of better, more favorable people in that pool that we do with the county. So we had 6 things that they asked for additional information on. We had an explanation for each, all based on line item validation. So we were in good shape. That's my list. Oh, I got another list. Sorry. No. Now that we've completed the correspondence, we will entertain the adoption of Local Law 3 of 2019 based on the closing of the public hearing. Planning Board has authorized a special use permit for property located at 424 High Falls Road Extension. It's a wedding venue, which included no parking signs being erected along said property line to allow emergency vehicles access. And whereas the highway superintendent conferred with the request, and a public hearing was held to hear comments and concerns regarding amending the town code to include no parking at 424 High Falls Road Extension on Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019 at 6:30 p.m. So therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby adopt LL 3 of 2019 and instruct the town clerk to file the paperwork with the Secretary of State. I need a motion for that adoption.
Motion.
Motion from Jared and a second from Paul. And all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion and adoption of Local Law 3 of 2019 is carried. You will take it to the state.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything from the board members? And then I'll turn it to our audience. You good? I didn't know if you had anything that you would like to share.
Oh, as far as that, oh, no, I don't have anything.
Okay.
I just need to
see all these ones. Okay. Thank you. Michael, anything?
Very.
Okay. Thank you, though, for a successful first quarter of collecting all of our funds.
You're welcome.
As always, efficiently. Timing is warm. Chairman Izzo, anything?
A couple things. One, they're going to start clearing some trees on the Mossy Hill mm-hmm. project.
Mm-hmm.
So that you know in case you get any phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to start, I believe, tomorrow.
Okay.
Sometime this week.
Okay.
And we will be approaching the board for some signage on Mossy Hill Road. One, we're going to ask that a sign be put down at the end of Mossy Hill Road off of the the one over by the bridge.
High Falls Road
extension. That it's a one lane road. Because it's technically a one-lane road to get up past that one section where now you can actually try to get two cars through. It's way down by the bridge. We just want people to know that it's a one-lane road. Because if people come in, visitors who may be going to that project, we want to let them know that it's a one-lane road for a certain mm-hmm. distance. Not off of 23. In fact, we've asked them to direct all their traffic. I'm sorry, off of 23.
Yeah, 23.
23,
yeah. And then we talked about, again, no parking signs along some of the areas on Mossy Hill Road so that all the residents have the opportunity to know that people aren't going to be parking alongside their properties, mm-hmm. not just this property.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be talking to the board or be sending board information on that issue.
Okay.
The other, as you're aware, we're having a special meeting on the wedding venue, Catskill, concerning the noise.
Yes.
Just to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wants to amend the special use permit
okay.
for this year only
mm-hmm.
until 10 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock. So we're going to have a public hearing and ask people to come in and speak about it.
Okay.
As you read in the paper, the majority of the board seems not to be in favor of it, but I am. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
And that's it right now. And the Zoning Board of Appeals is going to be looking at the determination of the zoning interpretation on the project at Palacios Restaurant,
mm-hmm.
Palacios Resort Restaurant up on that event.
Okay.
And that's coming up next Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Observations, comments?
Well, since Patrick's back,
we can go to that. I just wanted to open this up. Is there anything else here from the group?
Mr. Izzo, I don't know if you've been out. It doesn't sound like you've been out on Mossy Hill Road. I don't know if you have or not. Just kind of a warning to you, when you come out of Mossy Hill Road onto 23A,
mm-hmm.
Coming from the Catskill direction, there's a hill just
yes.
before that.
Yep.
And there was a semi with a huge trailer coming out the other day. It was a contractor,
Verizon.
Cameras from Sovereigties and stuff. It really is a hazard.
I mean, we could put we can ask the highway department to put in no trucks over 5,000 pounds.
Can they put a warning sign up, Joe? Can't the state put a warning sign, just truck entrance or?
Yeah, just during
the project. That's a state highway.
Yeah.
So the state or the town can put up a sign, no, off of 23, no trucks greater than so many, put a weight limit on it.
Yeah.
Or a size limit on that.
I saw those trucks, because I drive back and forth.
Yeah.
When I saw them, there were clusters of them. And
there was only one there when I went by.
I thought it was Verizon when I saw them.
No, this was a Montana's truck.
Okay.
They're probably dropping off equipment back there.
Mm-hmm.
And my concern is anybody coming out of Catskill,
mm-hmm.
and that truck is pulling out,
mm-hmm.
he needs to have somebody watch. Someone's
okay.
going to get killed.
Yeah,
just during the construction.
Yeah, that's a kind of sharp turn.
Yeah.
That's why I was wondering if the state could put a sign.
They could put a
truck entrance or
no, they could put a
caution ahead.
Sign road entrance ahead.
Right.
Just so they slow it down. But that's something that the town could ask the state for.
Yeah. And I think at this point there's got to be a foreman on that project, and probably the best thing is to link him up with Sean.
Oh, our project, yeah. I mean the Mossy Hill project?
Yeah.
Yeah. There'll be people available for that.
Right. So that way, to your point. Exactly.
But I just wanted to know.
Yeah.
They're
okay.
Taking some trees.
Okay.
In case you get phone calls.
Patrick, in your absence, just wanted to get your thoughts. Mr. O'Grady sent us a note regarding the back of his property, and we thought the best thing to do was just have him or whomever's working for him give us a sketch as to what it is. No one has any objections to this. It's just for him to get access to his property.
Yep.
Is there any liability issues you think we should check in on?
Nope. The only thing would be up to the village to mark out the water and sewer, because I know that it goes down that hill. But that's easy.
That's a good point.
That's why we needed Patrick.
But you're 6 feet down for the water and sewer. I mean, you're not going 6 feet down that. Put a gate in.
Well, just
no,
just a heads up.
On the safe side, yeah.
Kind of like the cable that you never think is coming
to
the road.
2 feet down.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
So we'll reach into Mr. O'Grady tomorrow and we'll just sketch out what our thinking was. It sounds like it's eminently doable. We just need to give everybody a heads up. Okay. It is grant time, so we're going to... There's a couple of federal grants and state grants. One of the requests that I was asked to take a look at is sidewalks and leads.
Which is this a community block?
Could be community block. There's also another one that the state of Greene County and some upstate counties got added to it, MBWR or something like that. I mean, they all come with the challenge. If you can afford to do it yourself, it's a lot easier. But if there's money available, it's 12 point some odd million dollars. Grants can be up to $500,000, and that's about what it costs to do sidewalks.
Yep, right. We've had this conversation
before.
Bob
had said if we can find anything, he'd be very interested in working with us.
Because they want to redo.
Palinville was about.
Was that 80?
No,
ours was our part was about 100 and some odd,
yeah.
And it was about 400. It's about,
yeah, it was 600 or 700.
Depends on length,
yeah.
And
yeah.
That you know in Leeds it wouldn't be that long,
right.
I don't think. So,
but
you
there's
know,
a little more involved because all the drainage needs to be done.
Yeah.
The telephone poles need to be moved.
Yeah, it would be
but
a big
like we had this conversation before.
Mm-hmm.
If we could get some money to start the ball rolling, they're more than willing to work with us.
Yeah, if we do that, we do the stormwater separation out there.
Yes.
So it doesn't go back into the sewer.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So it's kind of a...
So that might even be a grant in itself.
It
yeah,
could
be
a CFA. It
yeah.
could be a CFA by itself.
Yeah.
I think we should all... you know, it's the timeline now between now and July. You know, we've got some contingency funds. If we wanted to engage somebody to take a look at it for us, I'd be more than happy to start that dialogue.
So.
Okay.
Does Delaware do those, or do we
have? Delaware does. We've worked with LaBerge before.
What about the one that brought the solar, the street?
Who's that?
Oh, the Clean Energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they don't do that.
They just do clean
energy. There's another person that I work with to have a, to take a look at. A charging station on the sidewalk, exactly. But anyway, let's have a conversation, and I'll bring it back mid-month, and we can see what our options are.
It'd be nice to have sidewalks too, especially with the old historic bridge.
Well, the amount of stuff that people are wanting to go, there's discussion of a strip mall in there, mm-hmm. With a laundromat, which we don't have in that area. There's a couple of people who have expressed interest in the church as a kind of a maker place. So repurposing that church, and if that goes, then I think that place is going to light up.
Yeah.
So it would be great if we could give a helping hand. So I'll look at the particulars on them. I'll reach into Delaware just for advice and see what the thoughts are.
Has the town ever done a block grant before?
I don't know if the town has.
We have.
Have we done a CDBG? We have, haven't we? What do we do it for?
The last one we did was for the park, for Ricky Creamer Field.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
All right. So
was
we've.
Was that one we did it with the?
We didn't get the grant.
No, we didn't.
No.
Oh, is that the one we applied to help?
For the big one out in
Red School House,
out in Five Mile and Little Red School.
No,
House.
The walking path through the cemetery, the little. Okay, that Mary Beth broke that one.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so I will engage with a couple of folks, and we'll talk CDBG. We'll talk the other one that just showed up yesterday or the day before, and see what we get. You don't get it if you don't ask.
That's right.
Exactly. Falling from the sky, let's get it. All right. Any other items? If not, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
I just wanted to say one thing. I actually wanted to ask Joe, are you involved with the traveling the wall for the Vietnam? No.
No.
That's a county.
Yeah.
The county.
I think it's going to be down at the.
It is. It's going to be at the
point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they made that decision yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I talked to Peter.
August 24th.
Okay, so you're aware of
it. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So they were looking for donations.
I know I had some conversations.
Do we want to make
sure.
a donation from the town of Catskill? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he told us last week.
And the point. Two places.
Mm-hmm.
Coxsackie was too small.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't meet the criteria.
Right.
It's a very long wall.
Yeah.
Saugerties had it last year, I think.
But it's going to be at the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't I, we'll take a look at our budget, and I'll come back in mid-month to make a recommendation as to what would be comfortable for us. If we could do $1,000, I think that would be great. Let me see what we got. Okay?
Because I think we put a little extra in the
we did.
Celebration fund.
Yep.
So.
We did. And...
You can open a restaurant.
Huh?
I said you can open a restaurant if you want.
Thanks, Joe. Okay.
At the point.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Anything else? So I'll reinstitute the motion. We got it from Jared, right?
Yes.
Second?
Were you
going
to say something?
No.
Oh.
Other than to second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming.
Does it look like you were going to say something as I said something?